سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا، وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذي اشتراه مصر لامرأته أكرمي مسواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما، وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك. قال معاذ الله، إنه ربي أحسن مثواي، إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are sitting in the house of Allah. If we get a visitor at our home, we enjoy his company, we like him. We tell them, stay a little bit extra, don't go away. In fact, spend the night, go the next day, have lunch, have supper by my house. When we come to the masjid for a faraz salam, and Allah Ta'ala guide us to sit a little while extra for the program that takes place in the masjid, that means Allah love us. The night is young, and we are such comfortable masjids. But Allah Ta'ala knows best the reason why people don't want to sit a little while extra in the house of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Anyway, whoever is sitting, we sit through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing Surah Yusuf for a few weeks, and we reach verses number 21 to 23. We know Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers disliked him. And when you don't like somebody, you don't see any good in the person, aliyazu billah. Like you have a specs that is clear, you see clear. You wear a green color specs, you only see green. So today also, when come to character building, try to be good to everybody. Look at the good, remember the good. Here the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they threw him in the well. And then a group of travelers were traveling, and they found him in the well and they took him out. The previous week, we spoke a little bit details. I've got Maariful Quran in front of me. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh takes out the masla of luqta, that if we find something valuable, in English they say, finders keepers and losers weepers. In Islam, it's not like that. Although today we don't have slavery, before these two old people, especially those that were very poor or downtrodden, and they should be sold as slaves, and that person used to take work out of them. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers sold him for a very small amount, because they did not know the value of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and did not like him. Eventually, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam reached Egypt with the travelers and he was being sold, it is mentioned he was sold by auction and he was sold at a very high price. I got Marifatul Quran in front of me. According to Tafsir Al-Qurtubi, when the caravan reached Egypt and offered him for sale, people vied with each other with increasing bids, which rose to gold, to musk, and to silk equal to his weight. But Allah Ta'ala had destined this human treasure to go to the most powerful authority of the time in Egypt, the Aziz of Misr. He beat all the bids and bought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. It is mentioned when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was being sold, in their eyes was he was somebody so valuable, and he is valuable in the eyes of Allah, that they said they prepared to pay with gold, not any amount of gold. They'll weigh how much Yusuf alayhi salam weighs, and according to his weight, they prepared to give gold. Or musk was musk perfume. The weight of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, musk perfume could give. And even silk material was very valuable. Eventually, it was the king of Egypt that bought him. Now, very, very important, we need to understand as Muslims, what is the law when we find something valuable? Because there is no slavery. If you find one expensive watch, or you find a bangle of a lady, or you find somebody's wallet with money inside, whether rands, dollars, pounds, whatever. The Islamic ruling, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahim brought that masla on this, that we need to find out who are the owners. Normally in the masjid, we don't announce lost and found items among the etiquette of the masjid. But outside by the shoe removing area, or you can speak to the imam of the masjid or the muazzin that this was found in the car park of the masjid or any other public place, and then try to find the owner. After a few days and weeks you can't find the owner, then give it to somebody trustworthy, either the imam of the masjid or the trustee of the masjid, or you found it in a school or a madrasa, give it to the ustad or the principal of the school or the madrasa, or you found it in a shopping mall. There are many shopping malls, they have an office. And in that office, for lost and found items also, they keep. And then after a few weeks, they don't find the exact owner, after announcing for it again and again, at many times. Then it's the discretion of the person of authority. It could be the imam of the masjid, it could be the ustad, principal of a school, madrasa, or it could be the management of a shopping center, or management of a soccer field or a recreation field. And they feel it's give it away to the poor, they can give it to the poor. But on our own, we don't just make a decision, I advertise it for one day, now I'm keeping it for myself. No, don't do that, it might be haram, and we have to announce it, it must go via some authority. The other thing is that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers asked their father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, can we take him for a recreation, for a walk, or for a small play in the grounds? Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah alayhi took out one masla from this. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam being the Nabi of the time, and Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah's knowledge, in the future will be a Nabi. The Nabi won't allow the children to do something that is not permissible in Islam or something that is haram. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned today also permissible recreation is allowed. We relax our mind, you go to the beautiful garden, or you go to the zoo, see the animals, these are all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the mountains, afala ينظرون الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف. We look at the mountains, we look at the skies, we look at the animals, the camel, the horse, the cow. فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. These are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while traveling on the highway or on the road, on the right or left, we see greenery, we see sheep, goats, cows grazing. Say subhanallah, alhamdulillah. These are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about the milk from the animals, especially the cow and the goat milk. That in between green dung and red blood, Allah gives pure water, a pure milk for drinking. It's the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming back, who bought Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? Let's read from Ma'riful Quran. As we already know from the statement of the Holy Quran, all these things happening were nothing accidental. Instead, they were parts of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People can plan, Allah is the best of planners. Today we have many enemies of Muslims. They can do what they want, but Allah is the best of planners. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. People plan and Allah plan. Allah is the best of planners. In this instance, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam brothers wanted to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam, but Allah honored him. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam would be bought in Egypt by the highest of the high in that country. It was certainly a call of destiny, a decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Ibn Kathir, this man who bought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt was what we may call the finance minister of Egypt. The finance minister of Egypt, his name has been cited as Qitfir or Iftir. The king of Egypt at that time was Ruyan ibn Usayd and Amal Kitir. These words are written in Ma'riful Quran, who later on embraced Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and died as Muslims during the lifetime of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, mentioned in Mazhari. The name of the wife of the Aziz of Egypt who had bought him has been given as Ra'il Uzzulaykha. So the Aziz of Misr called Qitfir, the caretaker and guardian of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and instructed his wife to provide good accommodation for Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and not to treat Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam as a common slave, but he was somebody very, very special, and give him the best comfort and the best luxury. This was the order given by the king. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, okay, we'll come back to that later. Now, one thing we must all understand, whatever mentioned in the Quran, there must be no doubt. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصٍ إِبْرَةٌ لِعُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Some non-Muslims, atheists, they try to question some of the incidents of the Quran. And what Allah decides, that is definitely going to come. Let's just read the English meaning. And the one who bought him from Egypt said to his wife, make his stay graceful. He may be useful for us. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam will be useful for us. We may adopt him as a son. And thus we establish Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the land of Egypt, so that we should teach him the interpretation of events. And Allah is powerful in enforcing his command, but most of the people do not know. And when he reached the prime of his age, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. And this is how we reward those good deeds. And she in whose house he was seduced him away from his resisting self and bolted the doors and said, come on. He said, may Allah save me. Surely he is my master. He has given me a good accommodation, good home to live in. Surely the wrongdoers do not prosper. Verse number 23. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was staying in Egypt, in the king's palace. Allah gave him such beauty. Mentioned when Nabi Zal went for Mi'raj, he seen Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and it was told that half the beauty of the world was given to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and the balance half of the beauty was given to the rest of the of mankind. So the wife of the king of Egypt, when she was alone with Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, she tried to seduce him to have an illicit relationship. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, going to be a Nabi of the time, the Nabis and the Prophets of Allah never commit a sin. They never commit majors, even when they're young and even when they're old. Allah protected them. So they ran towards he ran towards the door and he said, Ma'azallah, may Allah protect me. And today also, if we are being tempted to do anything haram, they said, A'uzu billahi minash shaitani rajim, and walk away. We are not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, we are human. That is why the authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we must not be alone with a ghair mahram woman in privacy, whether in a vehicle, whether in a room, office, whether in the house. Sometimes we go to shopping centers and these lifts we are going. If the female is alone in the lift, don't go with her. Sometimes in the lift also, shaitan can whisper to have an illicit relation, to do some dating and flirting. Allah protect us. And Allah in the Quran says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Do not go close to adultery. So one of the ways people get close to adultery is when they are alone with females. And the best is females must not go to work. It is the men of the house that's supposed to look for some halal income. But also is written here, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was being seduced, his wife, what she told Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Ma'riful Quran got this incident written here. Some commentators, Sudai ibn Ishaq and others, have reported that during the cause of this privacy, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was alone with Zulaikha alayhi salam, and when Zulaikha alayhi salam started praising his looks with the purpose of softening his resistance and inclining him to commit adultery, zina, she said, how beautiful are your hair? Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam replied, after death this hair will be the first to part away from my body. Then she said, how beautiful are your eyes? He said, after death they will become water and flow down my face. Once again she said, how beautiful is your face? Thereupon he said, all this will be eaten up by the earth below. He was looking ahead. This was his concern for the akhirah, for the life after death. Allah Ta'ala set it upon him in the prime of his youth, and that made all charms of mortal life turn into dust before him. It is true that the concern for akhirah is something which can keep every human being protected from sins. May Allah protect us. Now when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was given nubuwwat, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas mentioned, Mujahid and Qatadram say that his age was 33 years when he got nubuwwat and was ordered to give da'wat to other people. And Dahaq puts it at 20 years, and Hassan al-Basri says 40. When Nabi Sallallahu Hassan Basri say when Nabi Sallallahu was 40 years, he got nubuwwat to give da'wat to others. However, all of them agree that the bestowing of wisdom and knowledge upon him referred to at this place means the bestowal of nubuwwat, the station of prophethood. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow the footsteps of the pious predecessors and not to cause harm to anybody unnecessary. We are doing some hadith regarding traveling. One Abi Sa'idin wa Abi Sa'idin wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, iza kharaja salasatun fi safarin falyu'ammiru ahadahum. Hadithun hasan rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu and Abu Hurairah narrate that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when three people go out on a journey, they should appoint one of them as the leader, as the Amir. When we're traveling, well, first of all, we don't travel to any places of haram. We don't go for cinema, nightclub, casino, etc. We travel either for a wedding, funeral, meet our parents, meet our relatives. And our jamaat must go for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make an i'tikaf in the masjid and bring the people to the masjid. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. And when we have an ameer, we don't obey the creation when the creator Allah ta'ala is disobeyed. On permissible things, we have to obey the ameer. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.